Okay, time for hour three, and time for Madeline Gerwick and her monthly visit, geopolitical, economic, and sociological, astrological forecasts and projections. Are people still coming out to your house with pitchforks and torches, angry at you?
Fortunately not.
Oh. All right. Oh, I'm glad.
No, it's not your fault. We're not doing anything like that out here. Nope.
All right. Yep. So where do we go here? We're in February, already second month of the year. Watch how fast this one goes. It's incredible. January didn't even happen. It just went. It was just gone.
You just had one breath and that was it.
That's right.
I will say this. Things are starting to look better, especially by the end of February, but we are not out of the woods yet.
Right.
And so, and I do want to make just a note that I really like your new music. It's so nice.
Which new music?
The music I heard before the show started.
Oh, my.
What very music? Nice.
That's the same normal opening music we always have.
No,
you mean just before you, right now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the hour three intro. Okay, that's what you're
Oh, the hour three intro. Oh, okay, I see. And I'm usually not here on hour three, so that's what the difference is. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, first of all, I just want to mention that although both Mars and Mercury have moved forward and are now direct, Mercury's almost up to speed. And it's almost to new territory. I think it gets to new territory on the 7th. So that one's doing pretty good. But Mars is only traveling at one-third of its normal speed. So the action part of the energy cycles is still slow. And Mars does not get to new territory until the middle of March, around the 15th. So we've still got a ways to go in terms of gaining our momentum into the year and getting things to move forward in terms of action. And a lot of people, I think, are still in the process of figuring out their final details of what they're going to do for the next 2 years. This is just part of the Mars retrograde process. It takes a little time. You go through the rethinking process, and you may come up with a solution or an idea, and then you kind of have to work out the details as it starts to move forward again and goes over the same planets that it retrograded over. So just be patient. Things are picking up. Things are moving forward. It's just still a little bit slower than we normally expect at the beginning of the year when we're kind of ready to take off. So now the full moon on Sunday the 5th, which is coming right up here in 2 days, is quite interesting, to say the least. This is about unexpected changes in leaders and policies. And so what's coming to light at the full moon are some surprises that are related to information, policies, philosophies, however you want to, look at these things. And a lot of these are likely to include surprises regarding lies and misinformation that was passed off as accurate and true, kind of like Pfizer, what was it, their latest defenses, they weren't required to have a vaccine that was safe and effective. I think that's how they put it.
Right.
Yeah. So
safe
these are
effective.
The
ha.
Safe and effective wasn't a requirement. No.
Yeah.
Nice to know that, Pfizer.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Thank you for that clarification. Yeah. Okay. So this is one of those unexpected little pieces of information that's coming out and sort of jolting people that haven't been paying attention. And this is Sun in the 9th house. It's opposite the moon in the 3rd house. So these are both related to information, data, philosophies, that kind of stuff, policies. And they're both square Uranus in the 11th house, which is also ruling the 9th house. So this could also indicate that Congress might have be in the crosshairs related to this, and because they may have been on an erroneous path that needs correcting, which we believe is true. So we'll find out what topics and policies this impacts. It could have things to do with climate change, human trafficking, the border invasion. We have some interesting possibilities that way. And then Mercury's in the sign of Capricorn. It's about to meet up with Pluto, about to conjunct Pluto. So that cycle suggests that we're going to get to the bottom of what's really going on. And it can reveal some pretty deep and hidden secrets. So we'll see how that plays out. That's in range now. It came, well, actually, it'll be in range tomorrow. It'll peak on the 10th, and it stays in range through the 15th. And so before it meets Pluto, though, Mercury is first going to sextile Neptune. Now, that could suggest some vague language, you know, something to hide what's about to be revealed. Of course, we always see this little playbook being done. So we'll see how that goes. That peaks on February 6th, which is Monday, and then it's in range February 3rd through the 8th. And now, Mercury sextile Neptune can also indicate inspiring language and stories. But being as how it's Neptune, it can be used for good or ill. You know, it's just the way it is. There's a little bit of a fog associated with Neptune. So the other thing that's going on, we have partnerships that are starting to form related to the new healing technologies. We have Juno conjunct Chiron in Aries. And a little bit later in the month...
I have a question.
Yeah.
A question. Is Chiron a tradition... I'm sure people want to know this. A traditional astrological term, or is that something that has been woven into the narrative by Madeline?
No, it's been around, I want to say, since the 70s. And okay. I think it was identified as multiple different things. You know, I think the first time it was identified as a comet. It runs basically between Saturn and Uranus. And so it's an interesting, I think now it's considered to be an asteroid. But it's had multiple incarnations, shall we say, as to what astronomers thought it was. And but probably I'm going to guess and say maybe it was in the 90s when we started to use Chiron. It's C-H-I-R-O-N, Chiron, C-H-I-R-O-N. And he was one of the, he was born of the gods, but he was a centaur. So half human, half horse. And because he was born basically as a monster from his parents' viewpoint, he went off and raised himself, lived in a cave, became a teacher. He learned everything there was to know, became a teacher to all the kids of the gods, taught Atlas and Hercules and all those guys. And he became a very famous herbalist and healer. And so Chiron is associated with both education and healthcare and healing in general. So having Juno there suggests that there are some kind of partnerships that are being started now, and there are new partnerships. And Chiron in Aries is going to have quite a big set of cycles towards the end of this month. That suggests we're going to have big investments in health and education, which I will get to a little bit later in the show. And it's a big deal. It's a very, very big deal. We are really at a very good point in time right now where this stuff is just getting started, just starting to creep out. We're going to have some new technologies for healthcare and education. The other thing that's going on with
Okay. What would a technology for education be, beside returning to teaching people how to read, write, and calculate? I don't understand.
Well, There actually are.
We don't need more screens. We don't need more tech.
No, but there are, I actually have a client company that is providing resources for people who do homeschooling and different resources for teaching kids in different environments. So, you know, there are a lot of different ways that you can teach. I mean, the way things are taught now is not the way things have always been taught. But be that as it may, okay. I don't have enough time to debate that tonight.
So, no debates.
Yeah, no debate on that anyway. Okay, so now also at this time, leaders are approaching a period where they're likely to have more responsibilities or extra duties. And so this is Sun conjunct Saturn, and it's just coming up. Now, this cycle's in range now through February 24th, and it peaks on February 16th. So this might indicate that there could be some delays to the new healing technologies being released, but there is help on the way at the end of the month, so I think we're in pretty good shape here. I think we are going to see that happen pretty soon. So this particular set of cycles on the full moon is quite surprising in terms of the cycles that it has with the USA charts. And that's the part that leads me to tell you that we're not out of the woods yet. Now, Sun square Uranus can indicate leaders who take radical actions or make unexpected decisions. But it can also indicate that the leaders are changing unexpectedly, get sick, resign, get arrested, die, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So that's, you know, one of the big cycles here that's going on. U.S. Constitution chart, which is not the July 4th chart. It's a chart from, I think, June 21st of 1788, when the ninth state, which happened to be New Hampshire, ratified the U.S. Constitution. And that was the date upon which our Constitution became approved and accepted by the minimum number that had to approve it in order for that to occur. So I like to use that date as the legal start of the country. And there was a previous Constitution, but it was superseded by that one. And so much like if you have a company that gets reincorporated, the new incorporation basically leaves behind the old one, whether it was good or bad. And so you're off to the races with a new set of cycles. And so I like to use this for the legal chart of the U.S. And in that particular, for that particular chart, the Sun in this particular full moon chart is conjunct the USA Pluto in that U.S. chart, so the Constitution chart. So, and of course, the Moon is opposite the USA Pluto, and Uranus is square the USA Pluto. So this is a very major configuration being highlighted by the full moon, and of course, it indicates potential changes, major changes possibly in leadership and or a revolution of some sort that would bring about unexpected and permanent changes in the U.S. So it's an interesting set of possibilities. And Uranus is in the eighth house of that U.S. chart. May not mean anything, but it could indicate changes to the financial system or to taxes or the IRS. So that's one set of possibilities. And, of course, it could indicate a change to our leader, which seems as though that's getting ready to happen. Now, in addition, Pluto overhead is opposite the U.S. Uranus. Now, this is all at the full moon on Sunday. And so this is essentially what I call double trouble. So because Uranus and Pluto are in challenging positions to each other. And so these are revolutionary cycles, and now this is not a global cycle. This doesn't impact every other country out there like a lot of these cycles do. This is just for the U.S. And in addition, we've got two military cycles going on as well. So this is getting to be quite an interesting set of cycles for the U.S. We've got Mars overhead is square to the U.S. Saturn in that constitution chart, and Saturn overhead is opposite the U.S. Mars. Now, that actually looks like the military could be fighting itself. So we'll see how that plays out. We don't know how that will work. but there is some possibility that it could also relate to Ukraine, because Mars overhead is in the ninth house of the U.S. chart. So that's an international house. Perhaps it relates to going, sending troops or NATO troops or something like that over to Ukraine. And if they do that, it looks pretty bad, because Mars is also conjunct the U.S. Chiron in that chart, and that would indicate wounding of our soldiers or NATO soldiers. So that would not be too good. Now,
how about wounding of any soldiers is not good?
Yeah, wounding of any soldiers is not good, but, you know, but it could also, I guess, happen even here in the U.S., because that Saturn, I think, is in the sixth house, which is just day-to-day living.
Well, headline here, plan to send U.S. military contractors, rent-a-soldiers, to Ukraine revealed. So we're going to be sending more.
There you go.
Who want to go
there
over there
go.
And get the big money and kill.
And die.
Yeah. And die.
Not too good. It's not a good idea. Does not look good for our guys. In addition to all of that, Pluto overhead is also in conjunct the U.S. Mars, and that suggests a very intense adjustment to the goals of our military. So we will see how all of these play out together, but together all of this suggests very intense times for the U.S. And a reminder, these are not global cycles. These are only for the U.S. With our legal chart. And that legal chart was June 21st, 1788. Now, in the July 4th chart, which is the one we typically think about because that's the day that we celebrate, we still have Pluto conjunct Pluto, which is very strong still, and that cycle is about either reclaiming the Constitution or letting it go. So we'll see how this goes, but I think we're getting kind of to potential action time now that Mars is beginning to move. And that cycle is actually going to reoccur in October this year, so we won't completely finish with it until, you know, late this year. But this month looks pretty intense. And then in terms of military action with the July 4th chart and the full moon chart, the Mars overhead from the full moon is about to trine the U.S. Saturn. Now, that is a military cycle. That's a very positive military cycle. Very effective military cycle, because that Saturn in that chart, the U.S. chart, is in Libra. That's the exalted position for Saturn. So it's a very strong military cycle. So we'll see if they actually decide to arrest criminals this month. That would be good.
Question.
Yeah,
How does this tie in? Do you see anything in the charts that would suggest this Chinese spy weather balloon issue was forecast? This is a big story. Because,
yes, it is.
Blinken is now canceling his trip to China, and yet the Pentagon won't shoot it down. They say the Biden administration will not sanction shooting it down. And we know why. Because the Chinese communists own the Biden
family. Because they probably want the intel, right? They're probably paying the Chinese to go get the intel, right?
Wouldn't be surprised. There's
supposedly a
second one, too, another one coming after this one. So, but this is outrageous.
You know, they
should have been shot
cahoots.
down. It should have been shot down instantly.
Yeah, they should have been shot down immediately.
Immediately.
And they didn't do it. And why not? Because they're in cahoots.
That's right.
Yeah, they're in cahoots. And remember, there's that nice little cycle where things can be sort of whitewashed with vague words and, you know, weird excuses.
That's right.
Oh, we'll just forget about this. You know, kind of like Epstein's death, you know, somebody was going to be held accountable, and of course nobody ever was, so whatever. A story we've heard repeatedly, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm just suggesting that there are some pretty interesting cycles for this month for the U.S., and we'll just have to wait and see how it plays out. But definitely, it looks like there could be some kind of action. So onwards to better news. And maybe that is good news, you know, maybe that is good news. So anyways, yeah.
Oh, all right, hold on,
Madeline. Okay, we're halfway through, are we? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Don't worry. You'll get it.
Okay.
All right, hold on a minute. Madeline will be right back after the other side of this break arrives, which will be in just a few minutes. So hold on. Okay, let's get right back to Madeline, who has three programs worth of material to present in the next 25 minutes. Go to
okay.
it.
Okay, we'll get through this. Okay, so the nice set of cycles that are coming right up here is for unexpected love and money. Now, this is between February 5th and 10th, and this is Venus sextile Uranus. Now, this is what we call an opportunity. It won't force you to take action, but it's available if you want it. So if you want to take advantage of it, you could plan a promotion during that time if you're in business, or you could just set your intention to attract unexpected money or love. And this cycle peaks on February 7th or 8th, depending on your time zone. And now, we are right before Valentine's Day, so if you are in a business, you know, that might give you a hint of what to promote. And then beginning February 9th, the universe is really getting in tune with romance at this time. We have Venus conjunct Neptune. So this is a very romantic cycle, especially because it's in Pisces where it's occurring. And that is very romantic. It's associated with the beginning of new love relationships. And it's also associated with donating money. So if you happen to be in a nonprofit and looking for donations, this is a great mm-hmm. time to get them. It's also fun for enjoying movies, art, music, and dance. And it could also be the start of humanitarian projects. So there's a lot of great possibilities there. And that is in range February 9th through the 21st, and it peaks on February 15th, right after Valentine's Day. Wow, great timing, universe. Okay, now we got extra work and entrenched power issues also coming up. I kind of alluded to this previously because the Sun is going to conjunct Saturn, and that begins on February 8th. And so, you know, if you're in charge of a household, a company, organization, department, et cetera, you may feel challenged to get extra work done or effectively assigned so it can be done in a timely manner. Now, this cycle's in range February 8th through the 24th. It peaks on February 16th. And there's a couple of other ways that expresses. It can be associated with low vitality. It's good to take supplements to strengthen your body during this time if you are feeling tired or slow, like I am some days. Okay.
Yes.
And on the other hand, in certain cases, this cycle can be associated with being made a manager. Generally, that's because that cycle is somehow impacting a person's personal chart, and it works out that way. Now, as this cycle is occurring, there is also an entrenched and challenging cycle associated with power issues. This is Mars sesquiquadrate Pluto. And
what was that work? What was that?
Seska quadrate. It's a very ornery type of cycle. It's 135 degrees, and it's very entrenched energy, very hard. It's not dynamic. So the intention of this cycle is to permanently change motivations, but it meets with great resistance. And so we'll see how that goes. That's in range February 5th through the 20th. And it lasts longer than usual because Mars is still very slow in comparison to what it normally is. And now that cycle will peak February 14th through the 15th. that might be a little challenging on Valentine's Day. Now, another set of cycles which are really nice, these are three cycles that are great for promotions, truth-telling, and probably surprising news. So, not that we don't have them every day, of course, but we have a series of three communication cycles. These are occurring between February 15th and 28th of this month. Now, the first one is really good for promotions. It's great for speaking, teaching, webinars, email blasts, you name it, all types of communication. This is Mercury sextile Jupiter. And it can also be associated with truth-telling, and based on other cycles, that is likely to be what's happening. Now, this particular cycle is in range February 15th through the 19th. It peaks on the 17th. It's a pretty short cycle. And just as that cycle is about to peak, the second and third cycles come in range on February 16th. And this is Mercury trine Mars and Mercury square Uranus. Now, these two cycles tend to bring surprising and sometimes shocking news, which is the square to Uranus. And the Mars, the Mercury trine Mars tends to be very direct, even blunt, but not necessarily aggressive, you see. It's just telling you how it is in its perspective, right? Just directly, you know, it's not mincing words. And Mercury square Uranus is going to remain in range through February 26th, and that one is going to peak on the 21st. And Mercury trine Mars remains in range through February 28th, and it peaks on the 22nd. So it'll be interesting to see what happens around there, because, of course, the very next thing that's going on is we have the new moon on February 19th or 20th, depending on your time zone. It's the 19th in the Pacific time zone, the 20th in the Eastern. So this is, I kind of alluded to this earlier, in that this is where we first really start seeing new healing methods, such as med beds or frequency healing, showing up in the charts. So this is Mercury trine Chiron and Jupiter. Mercury sextile the ascendant of the chart, Chiron and Jupiter trine the ascendant, which is Sagittarius rising, ruled by Jupiter. So this is also very strong in terms of freedom and independence associated with this new moon. And if you had new frequency healing devices or med beds or systems, whatever.
That's two med beds. One more and I have to do a disclaimer.
Well, okay, and but whatever that is, you would have a different level of freedom and independence from our current medical system.
Well, so that's all. Listen, there are so many things that need to be done to free people from being captives and victims of organized, brutal butchery medicine. It is hideous now. So I'm in favor of anything that will help emancipate people from that paradigm. It's all true.
Well, and this is all about new healing methods. So whatever they turn out to be, you know,
I understand.
It's big. It's big. Whatever it is very big. so now these cycles are suggesting that there's a major change that's occurring to allow suppressed technologies and methods to be made available to the public.
Right.
And at this time, Mars overhead is trine the USA Saturn in the July 4th chart. So that could suggest that the military may be behind these releases, you see. Mm-hmm. So now, Rumor Control has said that the military will control the release of the med beds. And since they need them first to heal the children that were rescued from trafficking locations in the underground tunnels and bases, and they also need them to heal the soldiers who rescued the children. So we may not see them right away because they may be using them in the military, but it's certainly interesting to me that the military seems to be involved with these releases. Now, at the new moon, Venus is just about ready to leave the sign of Pisces. In fact, she's very close. She's within hours of leaving the sign of Pisces, and she's going to move into the sign of Aries. And right before she does that, she has a meeting with Pluto. She sextiles Pluto, suggesting that she's meeting with powerful people and organizations, and this could suggest that she's about to bring big money to this new deal, see? So she has the potential to bring in big money. So now this is setting up some major new energies in the next few weeks. We're going to have Venus conjunct Jupiter in Chiron. And this appears to support all the new healing and learning methods. So whatever's coming out, it's pioneering, it's innovative, and I would just suggest that you watch for news related to it. And, of course, we've also had that strong cycle for romance, the Venus conjunct Neptune, the Venus sextile. Pluto can deepen a romantic relationship to one that's more passionate. So, you know, you could take advantage of these in multiple ways. And we're getting ready to see both Saturn and Pluto change signs next month. So this is suggesting fairly major changes socially and economically are about to occur. So just giving you a heads up on that, Pluto changes signs roughly every 16 to 30 years. Once it finally gets into Aquarius, it'll be there for about 19 years, but it's going to take it a while. It's going to take a couple. It's going to take a couple of years to get it stabilized there. But just a little heads up about that. Now, for the U.S. cycles for that new moon on February 20th, Mars overhead trine the USA Saturn on that July 4th chart. So we could see domestic military action. That is a possibility because those planets are in areas of the chart that relate to the country and not international areas. So we'll have to see what happens. And in the U.S. Constitution chart, that new moon is really great. It's trine the USA Sun and Jupiter. This is really a beautiful, wonderful set of cycles. It sets a very positive tone and growth for the next month. But we still have the military cycle, Saturn opposite the USA Mars, and there's still the revolutionary cycle, Pluto opposite the USA Uranus. So we might still have cleanup operations going on. It's not as bad as the full moon on Sunday, but there's still some challenges going on there, probably with the military.
Okay, a favor. All right, hold on.
Okay.
A favor. For our listeners who aren't necessarily all that familiar with the terms and symbology that you're using, can you give us an overall feel for the coming months and this year, just in 2 minutes, this year? We've got a lot of people dying, Madeline. They're grievously, mortally injured. They're wounded.
We need these new technologies for healing. And a lot of people that are dying will be prevented from that.
Well, okay. Anyway, what do you see ahead? Give us in a pedestrian way.
Okay. And I did kind of try and do this last month in the month of January.
Nobody remembers. People don't remember overnight. So don't worry about repeating yourself.
Okay. Okay. So it does get somewhat better here, but then in June, July, August, but particularly late June, July, August, September, we run into what looks like a financial system, crash, blow up, change. I don't know what it'll end up being, but
well,
it's
that's
rough.
What's coming. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's rough. That's why I had suggested that people, you know, if you have anything extra that you can put into gold or silver, or, I don't know, land or property or something that's physical, even food.
Right.
That's what I would do. We don't know.
Food, for sure. You can't eat gold. I mean,
well,
I'm not knocking gold.
Well, you can trade for it.
But if you don't have food, that should be your number one priority.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, food would be number one. So there's that big issue. And then towards the end of the year, we have the Constitution issue showing up again in October.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a bit, it has rough spots. We're not out of the woods yet, but...
I mean, are there any indications of anything beyond a rough spot, something catastrophically rough?
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen anything like nuclear bombs or nothing like that, no. But I will tell you what I did see. I just finished doing my part of the 2024 guide. Right. And this is actually quite incredible. But Uranus is going to trine Pluto in September of 2024. It's not going to be exact, but it's going to be close, within about 3.5 degrees. And Neptune is going to be right between them, sextile to both of them. This looks like the beginning of a spiritual awakening. Now, in the following year, September of 2025, we get that same setup in September again. And it comes within, Uranus trine Pluto comes within 6 minutes of exact, and then it retrogrades away. So it doesn't actually peak. And then Neptune is also exactly in between them. This is September of 2025. And then in July of 2026, they peak, and all of them peak together, and Jupiter joins in and trines Neptune, sextiles Uranus, poses Pluto. So you have a very, very big, incredible set of cycles coming up next year, which looks like a very lengthy spiritual awakening. And although it sounds like that's a long ways away, it's not really. we hardly took a breath in January, so, you know, next September is not that far. So, you know, although there are some rough spots this year, and we'll have to get through the whatever's going on with the financial situation, I do see a better situation ahead. And, you know, there's a lot of us that have been looking for something that looks like a spiritual awakening.
How far ahead?
And it's showing up.
How far
ahead?
Well,
that's September 2024 is when that first gets started.
So that's when they install the new digital currency and everybody gets a plastic card and they control the money?
No, I don't see that for a spiritual awakening. No, that I don't think that would relate to it. But if you have a spiritual awakening, people would be much less likely to accept any of that stuff. And so, you know, something else would happen. And so I'm just pointing out that although there are some challenges for this year. Mm-hmm. Ahead, there are some good things getting started. There's new technologies being released now, and this is going to make a very, very big difference. In fact, I want to mention that Venus, Jupiter, and Chiron, which are really getting started at the end of this month, beginning on the 22nd, and they all conjunct in the 13 to 14 degrees of Aries. And that's going to conjunct, I think, Venus and Chiron peak on March 3rd, and then Jupiter and Chiron peak on March 12th. But they're very, very close at the end of this month. And this set of cycles, we've not had anything like this. The last time we had anything remotely like this was in March of 1976, but the money portion of it was not strong, whereas this time the money portion is super strong. And I'm just pointing out, it looks like there's a lot of investment that's coming to either new ways to heal or new ways to educate. And so and you know, there could be other types of new technologies or another entrepreneurial technologies that are coming out as well that I don't know about, but for sure that much with Chiron there. And this is a huge deal. It's very big. And it could also relate to military, survival, fitness, all types of enterprises, you know, vision, healthcare, even construction, thermal engineering. There's just a lot of new possibilities coming out, and they're starting at the end of this month and the beginning of next month. And so March appears to be the time to get things started, you see, because Mars is going to finally move into new territory around the 15th, you know, and it's starting to move, you know, like it normally does. Right. Instead of being, well,
you were saying last time you were warning people last time not to start anything new.
Yeah, because
anything new.
It would just backfire. It would just you would just be spinning your wheels basically. But because we have all those new investments in those pioneering or innovative new technologies or could be educational methods, it's like this is the growth engine that's getting started. And it's a big deal. It's a really big deal. Because whatever they've been hiding from us is coming out. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. So I just would tell people to think about getting their new pathway figured out by the middle of March. Okay. And now is a great time to be investigating your options and figuring out how to move forward. And so let me just give a few reminders here real quickly.
Sure,
we have
go
good
ahead.
Timing. Yeah, we have good timing guides and newsletters for 2023, and you can increase your success and your prosperity by using good timing. And those are color-coded, so you don't have to know any astrology. It's very handy that way. And you can go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com to get those. Those are P-O-L-A-R-I-S Business, B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S, Guides, G-U-I-D-E-S.com. And also just a note that I'm available for personal and business consultations and for custom timings for important actions that you want to take. And so if you would like to get scheduled for something like that, you can call the office toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. Okay, are we good?
We're good. No, you did good. All right, you got most of it in there.
I did.
You could cut,
the only
you
thing
could
I didn't get to talk about is the Brunson case, but that's okay. I don't think it's good news. All right.
Okay,
thank you,
you be well.
I will, and you too.
Thank you, Madeline.
All right.
You take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Night. Madeline Gerwick. Okay. That's our first Friday for February, and let's see how fast it goes. Have a good weekend. Take care, and if you have any ability to put food away, please put food away. Talk soon. Take care, and back with you. Best of on Sunday and live on Monday. The network runs all the time, so enjoy that. Take care.